ka mtlatse tlamile go ise mahaeng go lo bolisa mfana go to bina tshe a o ke tla ye dodo ba o tlele bo Conway and the Machine.
There's a TikTok page.
Hey, do, do,
ba. That posted. Bafana ba batswa.
Tai.
Babi nara.
Eh.
That show was nice.
It's moving.
It's nice,
it's, right? Yeah.
It's beautiful. Wabona pina.
Kabeka ke hayada.
Yeah.
Mahagida.
Yeah. Because one thing you realize, like ingoma and sangoma, ukita, the rhythm, there's something spiritual about song. And negative and positive, you know what I mean? But music has vibrations, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Music has vibrations. So, and a peanut that I hear, yeah, that shit will move you. It's like, even if you don't go to church, bro, like there are some hymns, like how we might meet.
Yeah.
How we might meet this hymn.
I'm not in church, bro.
Yeah, especially the peanuts are so to do that. You be to answer my food. When you know the story, that shit moves you, but whether you are a believer or not.
That's why ngomesha pamba to chichi I could click out to regime or halelang and two bits like it
be. Ushapu aki pi.
Ushapu aki. Han kalobonal bolum fan. I was 16.
Are you already old?
Nignali 16. Khoboshane nda.
Oh, hona khoboshane.
Ah. Kopola ke jikela. Ke khutlela ha ke tshela le di gemen.
I wanna do this shit.
Mm.
Little did you know.
Ha, it's a whole le time ala. Ai.
Oh, your father still alive.
Kwang khatha tsa ma.
Oh yeah, cuz your father still alive.
Mm. And I don't know mthabo lo tsing ka ona kana.
You ka bo time ne?
Ah.
Yeah,
you think you would have said no?
I just didn't want the admin of having to go talk to him about something like this.
What's about
considering our relationship at the time.
At the time, okay.
Oh, and I don't call him
too. Overlaid by the fact that Hassan Tuitua.
Eh.
Overlaid by the fact that Hassan
Tuitua. I have an issue. I considered it, but Hassan Tuitua, but I can have the conversation with him. I just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not the only reason. The only reason I had to go do it on my mother's side is because. I mean, if kia ka timing, kito bini lagi mang.
Eh, kito bini lagi mang. Utoko mi lagi mang. Eh,
abo.
Eh.
So I have to do it ka o lady because kada.
They practice it.
They practice it. There's a lot of people that have been.
There's a support system.
There's a support. Because the one thing you need is
this, yeah,
is someone to support you.
Yeah, it's a support system.
Ata ba na kono na kuche kada the trend, abo.
It's a support system, yeah.
So if you don't have that,
if you don't have that, yeah, no.
That's why how we lead wa bona re hai hasn't we fell land no go go it's you have to now because once you go you then have a different view on the practice.
Yes.
And now you feel like it's something that you want to
advocate for. Yeah, and advocate for.
Yeah.
And live.
Eh, wa bona, because now there's a chance that your son
might wanna go. Yeah.
So it means that you have to now maintain this thing.
Yeah.
You know, before I went, I thought it was going to be a once.
It's a once off.
It's not a once off.
In fact, Lena, the surprising thing about it was that once you were in it, you thought it's like a tick box exercise.
Yeah.
Like, for example, for niggas maybe that are in Joburg and they feel like they'll never have to go back home, maybe. Lebona. Only if their kids will not iskasiba sukudis, then how yada, you can't forget the language, because the language is the code, wabo. So rona bile rena le WhatsApp group re keneng ka ofela, so rena lo khothatsa na wabo, and re bua da ire new da, so it doesn't go away.
Oh,
but yeah, re rena le WhatsApp group le majita, and ba batla dipane le enging, o mba le time mbato.
O tla ya ra ka mora 20 years mpana, ga ha o fihla mo no beri timetse ka
ofela. Beri timetse, and o tla ifuma, ga iphumana le mathateng.
Like ena tsitsi.
Like ena tsitsi nngwe kgolo wa bo.
Like ena tsitsi.
So I like the fact that you have to live it.
You have to
live it, you know. Yeah, but yeah, but lona bo mtlatsi, you have no reason to go actually.
We haven't?
You have no reason to go other than if you just doing it for the love of culture.
Yeah.
I see this in my pillow alone.
Yeah, no,
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, Luna.
It don't buy this if I don't go.
Yeah, when I run in the city, some of people are
wrong. Don't buy this.
We are now elders, bruh, in our families. I'm like, I didn't fit the way this man is selling it to me. Mm. It's in a loving way, wabo.
And I will
allow my teacher to say, open it well, but I'm going to pack station. Then you are good on both sides now. Now you are good on both sides.
Yeah, man.
But let's get the show on the road.
Yeah. The Dojo season 15, episode 9.
Yes. Yeah. I'm back. It's Mbali and Dez's
turn to be absent.
Turn to be adulting. Then we've all officially adulted since we started opening. Patrina Lemotlati to help us shoot the shits.
Le fakalele hole.
He doesn't want to be in the shot because he's got ops. Who don't know what he looks like. Yeah, welcome, homie. So, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
The Easter edition, hoping we won't touch on anything biblically related because we're going to botch it. And Renale Bakras Devaro Patala. Now it makes it different. Recording this over the Easter weekend. You guys were sounding crisp last week, eh? You were. I even saw a comment that this is so crisp.
Okay, I didn't change the settings. Hopefully, it'll come out sounding the same.
Yeah, maybe I was the weakest link because I wasn't here. Maybe, but it was sounding very, very crisp. Top of the show, Renale event.
Robot Light Party.
We've got a Robot Light Party. It's the Dojo in partnership with the
Day Club
guys out at Maracana. Hey, Maracana, formerly known as The Sands.
I think that's important to say.
Yeah, known as The Sands. Mm-hmm. Very central location. It's not too far from the Inanda Polo Fields, ne?
No, it's not.
It's not, ne?
It's not.
Yeah, it's in that area. Mm-hmm. Almost like maybe a kilometer from the Sentin Gautrain station.
I was about to ask, which is further, the Polo Fields or the Gautrain?
Gautrain is a bit further.
It's a bit further.
Yeah, so by the Polo Fields, I think Discovered Head Office-ish, Sasol Head Office-ish.
Big estate.
Yeah, so it's a robot party. Actually, I don't know, the robot thing is a theme, but it's still normal, nice vibes.
Yeah.
We are trying to help to get off Tinder and meet real people in real life. But you also have to help people to indicate whether you are in or not in the market. So let abona kodi posting what each color means. And I was saying to somebody, they were saying, do I really have to wear? They wanna come green, and then they were like, I don't have a green dress. I'm like, you can actually wear a white dress, but then maybe have the scarf that's green or a cap that's green. Cause then you will treat the white as the backdrop. The accessory, whether it's the bag, so that people, but they don't feel like I have to really look like, So, I mean, if you have a blend color, maybe all black, but maybe
a touch of something,
a touch of green, red, or then you are fine. Or plain red sneakers, if you're a dude with an all black outfit, that will also count, right? So the tickets are on uzurionline.co.za. That's where you can find the tickets. And a whole lot of other things. I was there, actually. I saw your glasses are there, your shades. So I'll tell it outside my bicycle or get saying, this is shades.
You know, I was I went to go watch the Bulls, Call of Dust, some time back.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one of those on. So we're busy down there, we got the refreshments and whatnot. And a small white kid came up to me, he's like, hi. did you come here on a bicycle?
Oh, you told that story.
Yeah. How about I can say?
Did you buy it on Nzuri?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got it on
I thought
Nzuri.
You bought it on Hulu. Yeah, so I was surprised you actually find that they are there. Yeah, so you can catch our tickets there. Murise's shades or his latest favorite shades. There's a whole lot of other things you can find there on the platform. I saw a lot of other things, man. What am I forgetting? There
are
things
that I saw. Mirrors.
Mirrors. Yeah. Women love those mirrors.
Oil diffusers.
Oil diffusers.
Hand soaps, hand creams.
Glasses. I saw glasses.
Yes, glasses.
I saw glasses.
Like champagne, glasses, wine glasses, tumblers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I see the things is expanding. So yeah, do check that out. Is the sale off on the merch?
It's still on.
It's still on for paying members, ne?
Mm-hmm.
You would have received the code. If you didn't receive the code, DM us on either Instagram or on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, ne? Yeah, otherwise, how was your week?
The week was... it was cool. It was cool. Maobani. Maobani, I realized I had an assignment.
Hey, actually, I was about to say, your week is now school. Kungwana school.
That was due Maobani.
When you thought you are done with school.
Fana. Kisho, I realized it got my level and it was due ka 6. And I never moved from the desk.
How did you realize it? Do you put reminders for your assignments?
Yeah, they encourage you to just check your online portal every day. But the assignment has always been there. Yeah. But for some reason, I don't know, the reminder didn't kick in or whatever. Then I had to just hunker down and get it out the way.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how, because with the advent of ChatGPT, it's been discouraged a lot in the universities because it's a form of plagiarism.
Plagiarism. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but now I wonder though, what if I write my own thoughts and ideas, but I just put them in ChatGPT to rewrite it in a more structured, professional manner.
Mm.
That's not plagiarism, is it?
Actually, I do some work for a business school, which is moderation. So I moderate their assignments and exams too. So what I do is that when they set the paper, they send it to me to check it against industry standards, or maybe is the question clear? Like, just to check that a student is not being disadvantaged or they are not complicating things. Mm-hmm. Then once they've marked it, they bring it to me to check whether there wasn't any, the teacher was not too strict or the question was not ambiguous because of just how majority of the people answered it. Mm-hmm. So in it, they allow a percentage for plagiarism. So there will be a percentage. There's a thing called turn it in, I get.
Yeah.
So turn it in now will tell you, okay, these are not your original thoughts, but we will allow you up to this range in terms of percentage. Maybe it must not exceed 10%. Mm-hmm. So there's now a margin for AI.
No, but I get that. That's plagiarism.
Yeah.
I'm talking original thoughts.
Yeah.
So let's say everything that we have said up till now, since from when the pod started up till now, you transcribe that and then you put it and you tell ChatGPT, take this and write it in paragraph format.
Yeah.
That's not plagiarism.
That's not plagiarism. But the reason I was making that point is the following, is that I then think the software is now, they've put something to be able to detect AI's input in the writing.
I get that.
You see, so now what they will penalize you on, although the thought is original, but they will see that the writing had a help of AI. Then, because it had the help of AI, it then calls even into question whether this is the original thought.
Which then leads to a different discussion then.
Yeah.
About, so, yes, you know, remember Fees Must Fall?
Yeah.
It was Fees Must Fall. It was underwritten by a movement around decolonizing our...
Education. Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, you are moderating or... examining me on a language that's not my mother tongue.
For sure.
Okay. Right? And I put down these thoughts in a manner that I found best, but might not necessarily subscribe to the, how can I say, academic standards.
especially, oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Just for the mere fact that I'm not as proficient in this language as I would like to be.
The linguistics, yes, yes, yes.
And then I use an AI tool to just restructure and improve my thoughts and put them, you know, in a more palatable academic format.
Got you.
If I'm getting penalized for that by black professors, then
that's fucked up.
We have a problem.
Mm. Yes, that's true. Also, because remember, when we make rules in the world, we make rules for majority of the problem, not exceptions, right? Also, if you look at what we deem intelligence, like we still have a big issue in the world where I think we pass up intelligence for eloquence, right? So there are people that get opportunities on the basis of being eloquent.
Being eloquent.
Yes.
Right? Because we as a society, we said we designed this system that once you go through this system, one of the easiest things to test is like private school now.
Mm.
We will know when we go to a private if went to a private school. Because we didn't say private schools, one of the things will give you critical thinking. We are saying one of the telltale signs is that you will sound different.
Sound.
But because you sound different, we say it's a given that you are smart. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We say it's a given that you are smart. Only to find out that there's a lot of people that then come into their work, let's call it the work environment, on the basis of eloquence. Then Modisa Ho letting Mount Fletcher, where he can understand concepts, but we've not designed a tool to test intelligence in whatever setting a person is comfortable in.
That will pass in the STEM field.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the STEM fields.
Right? You don't necessarily have to master a language because most of what you're doing is calculations and formulas.
It's science, yeah. You need to come up with
science,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But now, someone that's doing political science,
mm-hmm.
sociology, anthropology, humanities.
Yeah, yeah. Arts, law, fine arts, yeah. Law, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where large majority of the work that you're doing there, 99.9%, is being able to take your thoughts and put them on paper.
Mm. Yes.
That's a difficult thing to do.
It's
for someone,
difficult,
you know. And then the thing is, now you also get penalized for your grammatical errors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And how I've structured my thoughts. If my thoughts are unstructured, you know, I get penalized for that.
Yeah.
So now I'm asking an AI tool to I have the concept.
Mm.
I know what it is that I have to do.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the answers.
Yeah.
Just reorganize them for me.
Yeah.
You're going to penalize me for that too. But if I had not used the tool, you would have penalized me for that as well.
Yeah. I get what you say.
Okay. These are my original thoughts.
Yeah.
And then now, like, what I'm even doing, like, I give it, like, strict instructions. Do not insert any new concept. Use only the contents of the passage. I give it.
That's
the
thing about AI. Yeah, you need
you
to also.
To,
yeah, you need
I'm,
to.
I'm
how you instructed.
Do not insert any new concept. Mm. Only take what I gave you.
Yeah.
And then I read through it. I'm like, this is exactly what I've been saying.
Yeah. I mean, what you are bringing up, Maurice, is interesting because I see it also in like team dynamics. So, for example, we designed a world that said it's not good enough that you've got good thought if you can't communicate it. Right, that's how we structured the world.
Yes,
we've said it's not good enough that when you've got rich thoughts, if you don't know how to translate what's in your head,
it's pointless.
Which is why in the workplace, I still go back. Mm. We then, as somebody who's more eloquent, will get more opportunities.
But I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a bad thing for you to be required to know how to express your thoughts.
Yes,
right. It's a bad thing for you to be able to express your thoughts in a language you're not proficient in.
Yes.
But if you found yourself in a situation where you are unable to express your thoughts, no matter the language, then you're full of shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that.
I would say that because, bruh, like there are people who are so proud of not being able to speak English, for example,
mm-hmm.
who will clown you for speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
When they switch to Vernac,
even in the language that you are trying to,
That you're trying to flex me, me on.
Yeah.
You can't even write it.
Yeah.
So now, who are you trying to fool here?
Yeah.
Because how to waste khoa sautabo. So so to sahelu sautabo.
Yeah, but in that scenario, it's projecting because a lot of times when somebody clowns your English, we usually sit go mahayeng is because I just need to find something
to bring you down.
But let's bring you back to like intellect, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And how when we like if we are in a team, ne?
Mm.
Remember in the workplace, we bring our minds, we bring our personalities, ne? So I always say to people like in a team, Motlatsi may have a weakness in expressing or in coming up with a solution, ne?
Mm.
But what Motlatsi is good in, he's very good at framing the question. And how Motlatsi frames the question, ne? Helps a Thabang, ne? To come up with a solution, but Thabang has a difficulty communicating the solution, but Molise can.
Mm.
But now if there was a problem on the table, three people have contributed to the solution. But what we've done is that Molise is more likely to be our boss because he knows how to speak.
As should be the case.
Yeah, he knows how to speak, right?
As supposed to be.
No, I disagree with it's supposed to be like that.
Why not?
Don't take all the credit.
I'm not taking all the credit.
Okay, but why are you ascending to...
He has
agree.
But we're in a team.
Yeah.
There's a problem, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can frame the question.
Yes.
You can build the solution.
Yeah.
You can communicate it.
He can communicate the solution from the question that I built.
Yeah.
So everyone contributed to this
thing. But I agree that Mudise must be prominent.
But I can see how...
But Kelo Okamit, because... When that team, us as a team here, right? When we have to decide who to send out to go represent us, who are you sending?
Hey, we are sending you.
It's me.
And when I duck bullets, I duck them on behalf.
We're not sending you who's good at framing the questions. Because I would also put it separately.
And we're not sending this guy in his stems. He's going to lose people.
It's me that you're sending.
Yeah, but you're not. But you're not better than me.
No. I'm not saying I'm better than you. Marikelo Okamit.
I agree. That's why leaders are orators.
I'm the one that has to represent you. That's why the leaders are great orators.
Yes. That I agree with.
Right? The leaders are great orators and they surround themselves with people like you who know how to ask questions and come up with the solutions.
Yeah.
But they are good at communicating
and selling this
because
thing.
If you don't know how to put your thoughts...
It's fair. Yes, it's fair.
Yeah, I think so.
It's fair. Okay. It's fair in the sense. In the sense of, remember, ne? That's why like in most jobs, ne? We use a waiting in terms of the what and the how, ne?
Yeah.
Where the guy who's a STEM guy, who would usually be good at building programs, the what is good. We are like, but it doesn't matter how good this product is, bro. If we can't take it to market, it's dead.
We can't sell it.
Yeah, but this guy knows how to take it to market, ne?
Mm.
And by him taking it to market, he then creates, he builds value around it. And you can build value. Okay, think about this. Think about it for a second.
Okay.
Ne? ShopRite, the CEO of ShopRite is probably in the top, every year, he's in the top five earners of all CEOs in the country. Ne?
Mm.
Yet he sells things that he doesn't create.
Mm.
Boko, he'll earn more than that CEO. So, Nike said the product is not fair. And I'm not an innovator. Ne? Because I am able to take all your thinking and make it the value, make it available to mass number of people.
Mm. You'll be a CEO as an innovator if you're the founder.
If you are the founder,
like,
yes.
Like a Steve Jobs or a Bill Gates or a Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
But as coming in at those sort of people into already established businesses,
yeah,
you're likely not going to become.
Now, I get what you guys
but
are saying,
you'll be
but
highly paid.
A bit of recognition for everyone else that contributed to the thing would be nice.
No, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You won't be CEO, but you'll be highly paid.
Yeah, you'll be highly
paid. You'll be highly paid.
Yes. You'd be highly paid. Yes. Like the architects are the brains in an IT company, for example. Because they're the ones that can see a holistic, bigger picture and be able to see all the moving parts and what connects to what. They can solution design for you, you know, the most complex of things.
Mm.
They're not sitting at the helms of companies,
yeah,
but they are highly paid.
Yep. Yep,
because
one of the other things that we do as human beings, we think that technical ability must automatically mean leadership in that particular discipline.
Yes, which is a problem. Yeah,
yeah, it's
yes,
a problem because
it's a problem.
Yeah, for example, I don't have to be the best to have been the best soccer player to be a coach.
I was.
Yeah. And people have this linear or myopic thinking of saying, yeah, but like, bruh, coaching is a leadership and a strategic job, right? I don't have to have scored goals to know what it takes to build an environment that can create goal scorers.
Well, the captain of a sports team.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the best player.
It's not the dribbler, but he can.
He has leadership. His character. His character. So yeah. I was telling a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about bad managers. And I can see it at the Green Bank. When I ascended to a leadership role, there was another guy. Well, we both ascended to leadership roles. But he was taken based on his output.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he smashes the numbers.
Technically,
and all of
yeah.
that. And I was, in the interview, me not hitting the numbers was an issue.
Mm.
But my character...
And your leadership skills. Yeah.
It took me to that position.
Yeah.
And out of the two of us, he had the more complaints from his people.
Mm.
But how bad did he of not, a leader he is.
Oh,
whatnot,
okay.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
So, like, just because you're a high performer and you're giving out the numbers does not necessarily mean you need
you
to ascend
be
to
the
leadership.
Leader. Yes. Yes.
That also becomes a problem.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
It's for me, it's more a character thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you born with it? Well, some people can be trained.
Can be trained, yeah.
But it's more character.
Yeah, it's more.
Yeah, we had a similar situation where I used to work. We had this leader, or mid-level leader, junior leader,
mm-hmm.
and he was really aiming for middle
to
management.
Senior. Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was brilliant.
Yeah,
he was brilliant. But he had a problem of not being able to contain his emotions.
Mm. Mm.
That was his only...
His EQ was bad.
Yeah. And I remember it got so bad that... Flopotsaitsabatsafihla HR. And that was a nail in the coffin.
Yeah. He'll never ascend.
When he was due for the step up, he got passed over.
Yeah.
He had to resign.
Yeah.
Because there was no... Like, it was,
yeah.
Once you get tainted at HR,
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
Because
I think where you there's a company. It's a startup. Cause you see, even when people look for two things in a job, ne, they wanna be paid well, ne. But the problem is that we've made being paid well have to come with a promotion.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like I can only get paid well once I become a manager.
Yeah.
Right. So either or other people, if it's not management, they like a title because I'm going to say, if like I'm in marketing, I would be like, ultimately, I want to be a marketing director. But being a marketing director doesn't mean I have to be the best marketer. I also have to be a leader generally.
Yeah.
Ne? Mm. But when it comes to the job, I know I can come up with campaigns. I can do this very quickly. So some company, what they ended up doing, ne? they ended up saying, actually, we can give you the title, ne?
And give you the...
In fact, universities also do it that way. So universities, to be a professor is not based on a role. It's based on what you have to achieve to earn that title. Yeah. So you'll have to have a PhD, you'll have to have scholarly journals that you've contributed to. Even if you are in a role in a grade, which remember the grade is internal. If I'm grade 15, the world does not know it.
Yeah.
But I want to be known as the world as a professor. So I don't have to wait for somebody to die so that professor is a role.
Mm.
Right? So if somebody was saying it's a startup, they'd be like, for us, once you hit a certain achievement level, you're title in the business, you are a director. You are a director by title.
By title.
Because you've earned enough for us to call you that. However, you are not a head of a department.
Mm.
Right, because to some people it's also important to say, I've hit the pinnacle in my discipline is that I went all the way to director level.
both a director level and
no authority.
Not a soul reporting to you.
Yeah. So what are you directing? You're not even directing somebody to come in, bro. But what I'm saying is that it's a recognition that
but it's to appease
to
you.
Some people that is important.
Mm.
And it comes with the money.
And it comes with the money and the respect.
Yeah.
Right? So I just think, like, even like the way that the world of work is designed.
They can't just give you the title and just keep
you. Yeah, which I realize. Imagine I'm in a company where technically every year they know I smash my KPIs. Ne? But the only reason I'm not a director is either I'm bad at leadership.
Soft skills.
Ne? Yeah. And or even if I am good and I don't want to leave the company, but because Motlatsi is 55, he's already in this role, the business know that Motlatsi is not transferable across departments. In other words, he can't go from being a marketing director to supply chain. Mm. So it means for as long as also Motlatsi does not leave the company, it means I've got 10 years.
Of suffering.
Until I get the title. Mm. So what these businesses say, what you can do is that offer the person the title so that in the market, he's known as that, look, he's already operating at a directorship level. We just don't have the role for a director.
Yeah.
Which also helps you that when you then go to the market to apply for a job, you can say, I was already a director. Which I think is fair.
It's fair. Go, you're letting me hold something.
I've done enough to earn the title at least.
And the company is just getting you.
Even if there's no vacancies.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because even if I want to go overseas, like, yo, bruh, in some meetings, we even invite you to the board to present things. So I already have the experience. Mm. So which I think that's what companies should consider. Refendi
Beche Bafetu. Yeah, but Beche, they have to come with the money and the companies aren't really willing to pay.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm. People want money and recognition. If you only, those are the two things human beings want.
And respect.
Money and recognition.
Mission, respect fall under that.
It's fine. There are a lot of directors we don't respect.
I just want the money. From corporate, I just want the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't desire anything else besides the money. I have no interest in the ladder.
in the title.
and what makes me not even be interested in the ladder is I see the people, how the people that climb it live.
Mm.
That's no way of...
You wanna live, ne?
Yeah, no.
Because it's political when you get there.
I had a manager who was, this guy was in the office, couple of 4-5.
Yeah.
Very senior.
Yeah.
Very senior, brilliant guy, brilliant mind. 4-5 in the morning.
Mm.
I check up on my 7-8 every day.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
Mm.
I'm not willing to pay it.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to. Kishap.
I was speaking to a homie of mine, Lena. He works for a multinational. So we were talking. Actually, he wants me for some role where he works. So, then I come here at 5:30. That was Thursday because Friday was a holiday. So Thursday was a mini Friday. And then 5:30, yeah, sharp or no, I'm not ready. Then I told him I'm 7:30, man, see you. So he came here. Hey, man, must ki pass here, kai kausan. I was only late when respond a guy. Because now I have a dotted line to some country where to them it's 3:00 in the afternoon. They just need me for this call. I need to confirm my numbers. I have to talk to regions and that's all I'm just needed in that call for. But he just paid a lot of money, just bought a $4 million house.
They get divorced too.
Smoke a lot of cocaine.
But also, I like what Mulise is saying is to say, hangat. You know, hangat. We as human beings, our look of success, there's two looks of success. We know what we want, ne? But there's also how we want to be seen by the world. And a lot of people, we suffer because of how we want to be seen by the world. Because now once I get to net 50, if I get to net 50, with the lifestyle that I want, and I've achieved that. But because the external world keeps saying, I'm not auto director, and then what you end up doing is that you end up chasing what the world, how you want the world to see you. But I think there's power in being able to say, when it just comes to me, he does payroll. Like, I'm so disciplined, this girl, I can do this job close, and I don't want to be a director. He's on his like maybe second one now. Ne? He probably lets out about 40 rooms Every man that man we travel net there 60 outside hustle.
Someone said no man is happier than he who is happy with his position in life.
That's
not chasing anything.
Yeah, you are not chasing anything. Then you have to backstep each other. What's that matter for span? Kids are not to this and let's angle that span tell my key, span name. But when somebody asks you, what were you after? Like, yo, bro, you had the money. You are the best paid in that role. But it's because other people want recognition.
Yeah.
Which is an external metric of success. Recognition is always external.
Yeah.
It's never internal.
All right, man.
But anyway, we were asking Modise how his week was, and that's how that started.
How was your week, my nigga?
My week was Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So funeral it was unplanned because the monkey communicated.
Yeah.
So a homie of mine tells me that I've lost my dad. He lives in Mafikeng. But he tells me the last weekend when we were recording, that night after we recorded the last, then Saturday, see, kitola location. Where? Na hotso here na bo. Ke press. Ke bona Vosloorus. I know he's originally from Vosloorus, so I assume. So you know, two things. I'm like, are you saying you are around in preparations for the funeral, or is it a funeral? So is it a funeral, or this is a funeral? Then I realized that he thought he told me about the details, but he hadn't. So I don't ask him directly. So I go to another homie of us that I know would have been there. Kiriman, we are funeraling Hosan. Ari, I don't know, how's your day structure, Hosan? Or no, saying, Kia funeraling Kiranon, Kubutisan to Oba, that's a mega because he lives in the hood, Ponzo. So one Ponzo on a program in Etsuile, so I realized that he had missed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how I ended up going to the funeral on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
That Sunday we were recording. Yeah, when I came back, it was my daughter's birthday. 16. It was my sister's, that Sunday was my sister's actual birthday. So we then went to my mom's house to celebrate my sister and my
daughter.
And my daughter. Then tomorrow it's my wife's birthday.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's also our anniversary in the month of March. So March is like very hectic for me. Yeah, so that was about that. So nothing really hectic.
All right, when I'm Tratsy. What do you do with yourself these days?
He's been quiet. He hasn't been posting debauchery videos unless we're blocking. You blocked your ops.
Nah, man. Taking it a day at a time. I'm refocusing my life. Yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah, it's school. It's work.
What else, I know?
Yeah. But it's some certifications online.
Okay, that's good.
It's school, it's actually about careers and whatnot. It's career progression, you know. It's time. I've been in my role for 7-8 months.
Okay.
It's time to
planning for the next.
Yeah, it's time to plan for the next move now.
Okay.
But internally.
Internally.
I'm never leaving that place.
You happy with that company?
I'm
never
leaving that company.
Yeah, Melusi works for that company.
I am not going.
He's been there. Nerbu, when he was telling me about the stories, we had an offline. So when we finished matric, Nale Melusi, that was year 2000-2001, where for people from the hood. Two best moves you could ever make financially in terms of job, because we came from an era where if you didn't have money for varsity, the only job you qualify for is retail. So I went to retail. I didn't have money for varsity. Learnership, where big companies were introducing the learnership. Learnership. I don't want to mention the main because of you. Then, but we saw 1 year's girl, and I think that was the point about the learnership, was that you don't do the whole. So they designed the program for the industry. Abakianaka Moka IT, because he had actually wanted to be an accountant, because on Alan Zumbuga accounting. Magaitetla Huyon. Yabasalida, Akena IT here. Yababamo trainer to be an IT. Aspanada, good paying jobs. And call centers were also in the come up back then.
Yeah.
Call centers used to pay double what a normal retail job would pay you. So because of the growth of the multinational telecoms, mm-hmm. Vodacom and so those jobs used to pay. I cannot this is for my employer. I told us Panera, I'll tell him guy new shop. Hi get out you. Yeah, why on after 3 months, I'm seeing naked and a bamo battle mona who can it wrong be the way. Ebamu quota on yell. A hooker banking ill. But Tolar has pan science and thing, and I'm never going back.
Yeah.
And then he just structured his lifestyle around that job. I keep at the promotion, I keep at the next. And he's living a happy life.
And it's one of the better performing banks.
Yes.
Financially.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the biggest.
That thing is an elephant in, yeah. in the sector. It's, mm. it's huge.
It's huge. My brother-in-law works for it too.
Yeah. It's huge. But yeah, a move out for a huge bump. That's in the plans. But I wanna lay a nice foundation so that I can come back. Because 6%, 7% every year, it's not gonna work for me.
Or you might leave.
Yeah, I might leave for
a bump and come back.
You've established that there's a way that you can come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are right.
That's what I'm working on. I want to leave.
Yeah. Funny you should say that, because with Melusi, that was the point. But when he went to the other bank,
yeah.
they had bumped him up about maybe 15 to 20. So when he had to go back home, they now had to negotiate another on bump. That 20. So you find that, because he left within a year. So he then was able to bump up his salary by almost 40% in 1 year. And it's a high toilet. I'm not even raising my hand for anything. I'm going to structure my life around this life. Around anything this thing, I get, yeah. I'm lucky. Then he got management roles. So, okay, so you are studying for yeah. that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but I'm also not chasing. I'm not the ladder, no.
Mm.
Just specialized role.
Okay. Okay.
I'm done with people.
Because that's the thing, that one. But you're a trainer and you'll have to be good at them.
I'm done with people. Mm. I'm done. Just a specialized role. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
he's like not my mentor, but he like sits on a lot of various boards. So Nining came at his office. No, he was asking me to help him get something. So you know the board, Tabang, when I was in Cape Town, remember when you were in Cape Town? So he invited me to a board meeting. It's a food group. He was a non-executive. I had a problem that I want to introduce her. So every time there's a board meeting, he's an Afrikaner. Ulago boardroom, he doesn't talk. He's got broken glasses. You know, like those thick, you know, like a net. Thick glasses, like these lens, apparently, I don't know if they are not available. So, Uriko Panagatratas, like those were the best. And his optometrist is dead. So, he will wear this until he dies. Agreman, Udula with, like, you know, like old S desktops, le calculate. Ne? He reports to the CEO. Ne? He reports to this guy, just Halibur. After that, Dr. No, we are buying. So the group always like buys like food companies. Dr. No, we are buying another company. Diamond runs the numbers, not even the CFO. But then they knew that he's a specialist. Mm. He can tell you within a minute whether what you are buying makes sense or not. Because the CEO, you have to be like very presidential, very what. Magdiman, he knows numbers and the CEO trusts him.
Gets to the point.
So sometimes that's what you need. Mm. Wabo?
When I joined, there was a old white man that had retired. But they called him back, took him on contract. Don't
go to Hey. Hold on to that nigga.
Eyes closed.
Yeah.
Someone would see something about it, attend to this. How can I get out? You'll see amazing. How can I get out? Hell, what I'm to say, just off. About 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
doesn't
skin in the game.
I think he was with the bank for like over 40 years.
Yeah, skin in the game.
In that field. I won't mention what field. Yes. In that field.
I like people like that. Like there was a guy that I used to work with. What I was just talking like. part of having skin in the game or being a specialist, you can tell bullshit from when it enters the gate. Let's have a little interview. I was just like, that one's a bullshit. How could that or what? Look at everybody we've ever interviewed. Did you see what the commonality is working? I mentioned something that's over. I know he's a fucking liar. Liars wear those beds.
Just like these lawyers that loiter around the courthouses.
Yeah, you get people like that. There was another episode. I usually listen to like content, yeah, like food entrepreneurs. Like a guy will, there are guys like that are so good at something. Like he would help around. He would help. He says he calls it the psychology of dining. So he can come to a restaurant or no, I'm struggling to make money. Ne? And then when you are thinking it's price or you are thinking people, they don't love your food. Ne? He comes, he walks around the restaurant. Ne? He first will pretend to be a customer to get the experience setting. He'll go work in the kitchen and flip burgers like everybody else. Then he will be the waiter. Ne? Those are the rules in the end. I feel when I go, you thought it's your food and your pricing. I don't know. Actually, increase the price. Hey? Increase the price?
I think I saw them. He's talking about KFC, no?
I can't remember what it was. After increasing your price, are never ever, ever make a tablecloth red. And it sounds like it's like something small, ne? Because there are certain cues about appetite, or there are certain cues where people can just walk and they will just never enter your restaurant. The guys are making double the revenue. Small thing like, I just have skin in the game, I just know it. It's something you'll never be taught.
Yeah.
I just know it. So that talks to specialization.
And those people are dying or dead.
And that's why I gotta hold on to that nigga. Be close to that nigga.
Now he's gone now. Vail.
Bodily.
No.
I'm saying like
the contract.
No more.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But sharp. Sharp, no.
So the sharp. That's good. It's a power of specialization. All right, cool. Now let's get into the talking points. I saw the first thing Des drafted. From a political point of view, there was the MK case. ANC versus
Before
MK.
Before we get to that.
Yeah?
Limpopo bus crash.
Oh, the Limpopo bus crash. Jesus. I was just not following them chronologically. Yeah, the bus that... Oh.
Yeah.
Are
those not prescription?
No, these are for the clay. It is prescription, but for the clay, but okay. I can't see.
Mashal.
I swear it's for the clay. I swear. These are prescriptions, man.
How much?
No, you know I was looking at them.
Those are not prescriptions.
It is. Wear them.
These are but I know Tabang has
prescriptions. Shades.
Yeah.
Look at Shabon, this is prescription.
Well, goddamn.
It is.
Yeah.
Tony's got these.
It's prescription. So, like, sometimes the glare hits me. Because I never could.
You got me there.
No. Has it made me nice, my nigga?
You got me there.
Nyaku, Langboon. Kiki's move.
So yeah, hold on, bus crash, man.
Do you see that bridge?
But bruh.
Sure.
Ha.
What a terrible death.
In Botswana, 45 people.
And a child survived.
Eight-year-old.
They were probably with their parent or a guardian.
Who's recovering in hospital. Apparently she survived because she was ejected.
So... She was not part of the impact.
When it was plunging, she got ejected out the bus.
Into what?
Well, whatever that got her fucked up now in hospital. Yeah. But everybody else died.
Yeah.
Because it caught fire.
Even if they didn't catch fire.
Some people were unidentifiable because some of the bodies were fused together by the fire.
I think only nine bodies
were recognizable.
Were identifiable, yeah.
Sure. I mean, like it's low, Mura, like, and it's in Mokopane. Mokopane is just on the outskirts of Limpopo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I wonder how far they were from their destination.
Maria. They were from there, it's about, from Mokopane to Moria would be 2.5 hours.
Moria, okay.
Moria, in Limpopo, when you going towards Teflop. So when you're Polokwane is the city? Never saw Moria, but the related one.
Okay. No,
there's politics. They were just going to church.
Okay.
Mara, yeah. Because the big church is ZCC, so ZCC is the main church is saying we are catching smoke because ZCC by Trabai, it's been closed since COVID. Mm. But the other brother who was competing has his own Kitav and the Star. Star is the main church.
Yeah.
So we got Baleba.
Okay, but that's old.
Yes, what yeah. I'm saying is the dispute now is that the ones who are a bigger branch, they feel like this news, they're catching smoke or their brand is being tarnished.
Because of...
They're one and the same to me.
Yeah, they're one the same. Leonard, I just think, yeah.
They're one and the same. Trying to differentiate them beyond the Dove and the Star.
It's being silly.
Is, yeah.
How children are my favorite topics on Facebook are rural fights and beefs. So the because like this thing of taking on like you know issues of identity, whether it's masculinity, it's gender or it's racial or it's clan, are always fascinating because at some point people realize that they are the same thing, né? But they've already taken hard postures. So there's a clan called Amavundle. In Kosa, kiba mutwa, so kiba fuking.
Okay.
So kiba fuking, so what they will do is that they will find a Kosa version of the totem. So then they were called Amavundle because they were caught up in the royal fights.
Okay.
Then ba amuhelwa kiba tip. Yaba uchule tswa kai. Ba kiba fuking, kiba mutwa, kiba Amavundle. Okay. Then you know like ba Sotho fata, ba Kosa fata. Either way, depending who is who. Then. They became socially closer, right? Mm. But they are originally Bafokeng. So usually what you will see is that Diboko will remain Tabasot because they will still say, hey, Bafokeng, blah, 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 blah. My Hana Fite, blah, blah, blah. So now on Facebook, they'll fight. This one, yeah, I don't want suit. Don't force feed your history down our throats. We know our history. We are closer. Hey, bro. You are the same shit. So let me ask you one to you. You are exactly the same thing. You know?
Oh, those are...
My Bali, the TC. They are trying to fight that.
Have you ever tried to trace your lineage? And how far back were you?
I'm struggling because I'm... Bro, I can't trace beyond my great-grandfather.
Yeah. When I'm with Lazi, how far back are you able to go?
Far back as my... My dad's grandfather.
Your great-grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Because he remembers him.
No, he doesn't remember. But my dad's uncles, surviving uncles, they were able to take him to where he lived, Lesotho, his burial site.
Okay.
But further than that, it's... But happy, I don't think we ever put in enough effort. I think we could.
If I tried hard enough.
But it's a wreckage now. Hahai. And Hahai Mugantle is where he's buried.
Yeah, that's how far I can also take mine.
That's where I went. I think I had a chat with you last year or the year before. Kiri kileka lo. Una lo mo kileka Lesotho. Kilo bona.
Una ni grano lo check.
No. Ni kilo.
They will check a hole.
Check a ni kilo checka, but I then went and.
Go bono sa tama di tabi ngai kai.
Couldn't you find a check? I mean, in Joburg, bro. Like, did you?
Oh. My mom told me a wild ass story about her grandfather.
So, on your maternal side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I always thought that. Because Tamalo literally came from and I don't associate Bashubi le Lesotho.
No. There's a very deep relationship there.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, recently, no. In terms of population wise.
Oh, population, yeah. Okay.
Right, and there are more they are closer to Maxhosa than they are to Basotho.
To Basotho, yes.
So then I was just to wonder, why, how come you guys have ties in Lesotho? Then she said what you just said now, no, but Lesotho. That money crossed the border into SA with nothing but a knapsack on his back and a horse.
Her father or her grandfather?
Her grandfather.
Her grandfather, yeah.
Yeah. And a horse and her father. Bazama Bali too.
Okay. But Libali too, eh? But Sirala South Africa.
Olidla, her father had died.
Okay.
So he. I don't know what was bringing them to SA.
Yeah, so he lost his wife and he decided to pack shit.
He took his son.
Yeah.
Bakapere.
Bakarvai.
Batsirela
ka. Kalobatlabopilo somewhere.
Yeah. Batsirela ka Man Fletcher side.
Yeah.
Maga not Man Fletcher, like.
In some other part. Yeah.
And then Afrika Anyala Hape. Her grandfather. And then.
Anyala Musotu. Mukubi.
I get to Ula Fitanya.
My heart is like a Kimukubi.
Kimukubi
heart. Since
and my grandfather is alive already. Or born already. And then.
Ovalim Tanai.
And then Unana Lurunga from where they stay. Unana Lurunga Kobashani. Maybe I'll Abolat Alola Taboko.
Which is where Olidi's from. Olidi's from.
Which is where Olidi's or ladies from.
Okay.
That's where he meets my grandma. These are things I never inquired about when I was
and then
and then on my father's side, I can't go past my grandfather because he was swallowed by the mine migrations.
Okay. It's crazy, bro.
In the mines.
Nah.
I don't even know where I would start to trace.
Nah.
And white people didn't keep records of black deaths.
Nah, on my mother's side, we've got Zulu and Hlubi ancestry. So what happens is that ha ke hola ke hola ke le mosotho ke ke bua sesotho and ha ke hola na heso ke bomme wa ka because maka na sanyala so ha ke heso ke bua ka ha bomme wa ka ke bua bo time and taba tsa bo time ke bona ne ke di entertainer se ke le moholo though he is from Lesotho mare ba sotho socially so ke tswalo tse ba sotho pla le sotho ke bua sesotho ya ba when I find the story ha ke talk khona le sezulu heso dibokong same name sounds so true mara diboko are still in Zulu no Zulu almost even Xhosa even hi so ha ke hola ke botsa Olidi no Olidi wa ntshwetse and my grandfather died maybe when I was 5 or whatever so I don't know him like that but he knows me so I know him I know his name I know I've seen his pictures then ntate wa hi ke utlwela ka yena le yena o la nyamela ha o tsebe gore o la shwelela kae so he got to where he is as Nguni. Let me say Hlubi Xhosa, as Nguni. So he comes as Nguni. Libitso la hae ne le slave as changed ba ke slave. So ntate mo lwa ke bana ba slave. So he comes, he has four sons who are now my grandfather's siblings. My grandfather is the youngest male child, you know. Then so those are my cousins. Bobo Kang, so I know those. Then leading to Zabonor Nebahilekai. So, what used to happen is that family, you either pledge allegiance by doing their cultural traditions. So, our grandfathers, but we will not lose who we are. So, there's a lot of families like that, like Bush Chavas. Chavas like is not Zulu. He played the role of his great grandfather, I think, in Ilembe as Bungane. That Bungane, he's the Hlubi that went to Lesotho. Bungane Rantsel.
And Pakadita?
Yeah, Libo Pakadita. Pakadita, Libo Bungane, they come from the same house. Kibana Rantsel.
Oh.
That's how the Hlubi, that's how they all went to Lesotho. Because my Hlubi don't have a chief, they don't have a kingdom, by the way. So that's why when you go to Bowman Fletch, Bo MT is Hlubi, I think. So they will either identify as Xhosa or Sotho. Mm-hmm. Now they are trying to reclaim to say they are a nation on their own.
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon. The Dojo.